Hello, this is Nigeria Daily. My name is Lilian Ogazi. As the Ramadan fasting is gradually getting to an end, Muslim faithfuls are in preparatory mood to celebrate the end of the holy month of Ramadan with Eid al-Fitr festivities. As a tradition, Muslims prepare feasts and make new clothes to celebrate the fulfillment of the spiritual exercise. Thus, tailors are major stakeholders who make the celebration unique with customized clothing styles. But unfortunately, not everyone would get to rock their Salah clothes, as tailors would definitely break hearts. Tailors' disappointing days to Salah or any festive period or upcoming event hits new every time it happens. So how many people have gotten disappointed by tailors during this festive period? How many people are actually going to rock their Salah clothes this festive period? Well, let's hear from some people as they share their experiences.
Hi, my name is Veraka Mustafa Abdullahi. Obviously, I have been disappointed by my tailor again. I have been disappointed by this stupid tailor this is the second time. It's not the first one. So my cat have been with him like since February. Whenever I call to ask, he'll be like, Hajia, stone neighbor Asaba. And came to me with a stone, so up to today, I'm left stranded. I don't have any other option. But we go harder next year. Where hijab to sell her. These tailors are really not trying. Because, yeah, they are not trying at all. They end up collecting their own money complete and end up disappointing you. And the least they'll tell you is maybe they don't have light. Or some guy is steaming. See the excuses. I am pained. Currently, I am pained. I don't have Salah clothes.
My name is Fatima, and I'm a customer service advisor. The issue of Salah clothes, I don't have for this year. My Salah clothes is not ready, and that's because I didn't have plans of making one. So I'm just settling for one of my best outfits that I already have. Of course, I've been disappointed by tailors days to my event or any festive period or maybe an occasion I might have in the future. So because of my experience, that's made me become I've always anticipated the disappointment. So because of that, I always tell the tailors to I have to lie about the date I need to collect it, because I know disappointment is going to come if I don't give a date further to the event. So that's what always happens during such situations. And whenever the disappointment comes, I feel dejected. I feel so sad because I'm angry. It's a whole lot of emotions because I don't know which one to even go for to even begin with. Well, it's not a good experience because you've already imagined all what you're going to do with that outfit, where you're going to go, and then you just come and hear the news that the clothes is not ready. What am I going to do? Just have to accept your fate. And my take on how tailors disappoint or ruin people's clothes during festive periods, it's not cool. What I'd say is tailors should learn to be honest and be open about their services. Let them know what they cannot take, what they can't do. If they cannot set a timeline and meet up to it to their customers, they shouldn't even bother receiving the clothes in the first instance, because this is in a saner country, it will be toying with people's mental health, and which is not even supposed to be in the first place. So please, tailors, if you're going to accept any clothing, be sure you're going to be able to do that for the customer. Otherwise, just let it be.
My name is Nadia Usman. Okay, my Salah clothes is not ready. You know how Nigeria tailors are now. So for now, it's not ready. But hopefully, since we are still fasting tomorrow, hopefully by tomorrow, I should be able to get it before Wednesday. So that's the day of Eid. And yes, I've been disappointed by tailors several times. So there was this wedding I was supposed to attend, and I had to go to the tailor shop in the morning of the wedding. I had to sit down there and wait for him till he finished it, and then he was like, it's remaining to iron. I just collected the clothes. I was like, you should just give me like that. I'll go and iron it at home. It was annoying because it's something that you give them because you know how tailors can disappoint. You can give them maybe 2 weeks, 3 weeks before the event, and then they'll still disappoint. It's really annoying. I feel like tailors should collect what they know that they'll be able to finish. Most tailors, what they do is to collect clothes like they just want to collect a lot of clothes, and then they will now want to collect them, ask you to pay advance, like you pay half of the money, make part payments, and then when you make part payment, most of them now spend it on something else, and they'll start looking for how to sew your clothes and end up disappointing. So I just feel like they should not collect clothes that they cannot sew. If they know that they don't have enough time, they should collect the ones that they can sew. They stop being greedy. Because to me, it's kind of like greed. You know that you're not able to sew this amount of clothes, then why collect them? Collect the ones you can sew and reject some customers.
Those are some people there are speaking. You are listening to Nigeria Daily. We'll be going on break. Do stay. You're welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily coming to you from Daily Trust Online. In this episode, we're uncovering the reasons tailors disappoint a lot. Before we went on break, some people shared their fair share of tailors' disappointment with us. Now, why do tailors actually disappoint during festive periods? And at all times in general? My colleague Ibrahim Sadiq has a chat with a tailor.
I'm Nelson by name, and my tailor brand is Enoso Clothing, located in Kubayo.
Okay. So my first question is, as a tailor, why do tailors disappoint their customers days to festive period or few days to events?
I'll say it's based on the time agreement, and it also has to do with the other party, like ensuring that he keeps the time, and you should know the kind of tailor you are working with. Like if the tailor has filled you countless time before that time, you get to know how to work with them. But I won't lie to you, at times it's based on the work on ground, and works are always coming. At times it's from the light, and we don't know, some things are just beyond what we can see. Yeah.
Okay. So who's to blame for this? The tailor or the customers?
We are to blame, but the customer in his own side or aside should be able to understand the light condition around and other natural disaster that no one plans for. And we are always trying our best to do better, but you know the country and where we are in, and the bills, stuff like that also contributes why tailor does disappoint.
Okay. So as a tailor, do you disappoint your customers? If yes, how do you pacify and compensate them? And if no, how do you meet their demands?
I'm a tailor, and first thing that we know how to do best is to keep the time, because a customer loss is like a loss to your profit too. So every customer is of value to us here.
Okay.
So if I'm to disappoint a customer, it won't take more than 24 hours at most. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But we don't disappoint.
Okay. That's good to hear. What's your word to tailors, especially when it comes to sewing during festive periods like Salah and Christmas?
They should try and to keep the time, and also try to scale how their energy level can reach, so as to be productive and not to lose customer.
That was Nelson there speaking with my colleague Ibrahim Sadiq. Well, let's hear from another tailor as she tells us her technique on how she tries to keep her customers happy and not disappoint them.
My name is Adoga Irene Abi. I'm the owner of Vase by Abi and also the fashion instructor for Vase by Abi Fashion Academy. You asked a very important question: why do tailors disappoint their customers during festive period? Now, first of all, let me put it out there, it is not part of my company culture to disappoint my clients. Never. I have a schedule, I have a timetable that I follow strictly, and if your order is not going to fall under my timetable, I will not take your order. Except of course your order falls under priority, where you have to pay me extra because I will not have to sleep to make sure I meet up with that particular order that you're bringing to me. Now, most times why tailors disappoint their clients is no other reason. It's greed. let me not just speak so much English, is greed. You know your capacity as a human being. You know that you're already overbooked, but because you don't want to let go of the, you know, 50,000 naira, that 100,000 naira, that 30,000 naira, you don't want to let that go. You take in, oh, let me just take in this order. But at that time, you're not considering if you can actually meet up. You're not thinking about the biological, your body. Can your body actually meet up with that order? Can your time, even if you're not, you don't want to sleep, can you actually meet up? So most times it's greed. In fact, every time it is greed, because we tailors know how many orders we can meet up with. But we keep lying to ourselves and we tell ourselves, oh, no, I can meet up with that. All because of the financial gain. Who is to blame, the tailor or the customer? I can never blame the customer, because the customer has no idea what your schedule is like. Yes, the customer will come and beg you, please help me, please. But stand on your ground, because at the end of the day, when you disappoint them, they will not remember that, oh, I brought this thing late. What they'll remember is, but he still collected it now. If she or he can't meet up, why didn't he just tell me and let me go and look for another person? You raised my hope up. Now you have disappointed me. At that point, they will not remember that they were begging that tailor. So yes, a client will come and beg you, you tell them, oh, madam, please, I don't have time anymore. I'm already overbooked. They will beg you. It is the duty of the tailor to be able to stand on their ground and reject that order. It has nothing to do with the client. The client will always try to convince you. They don't even mind telling you, oh, let me just add an extra 20K so that you can meet up. If you know that as a tailor, you can't meet up with that order, please don't take it. No matter how beautiful, how delicious the incentive might be, because at the end of the day, you will spoil your brand. No, like I said earlier in my introduction, I don't disappoint. I do not disappoint. If by any chance anything is going to happen, I'm like, okay, I might not be able to meet up this order as at the time I told my clients. You know, maybe if I tell my client I'm going to meet up on the 15th, and then it's getting towards 15th, like maybe 9th, and it's looking like, oh, I might not really meet up 15th. On that 9th, I will reach out with my client. Hello, I gave you 15th, but from the looks of things, I might not be able to meet up with your order for that 15th. If the client tells me no, she has to use it on the same said 15th, I have to look within my schedule, chat up another client that has a more flexible timetable, then, you know, stop working on that the other client's dress till I finish that order that is pending on the 15th. I don't know if this makes sense. So I try to work within my schedule, and I do not break that schedule. What's your word to tailors that, please don't do bust yourself. Take up orders that you know you can meet up. We know that the money is juicy this period. We know that the money is, you know, it looks nice, it's attractive this period. But your health is important. If you fall sick, that client is going to meet the nearest tailor. If anything happens to you, that client is going to leave you. So put your health first. Put your brand first. Because if if two clients have bad things to say about you, just know that those two clients would in turn mean that about 8 other people have bad things to say about you, because they won't just stop at keeping the bad things to themselves. They'll also tell another person and tell another person and tell another person. So a good name is better than riches. Yes. Forget about the money sometimes. Think about your brand. Think about your health.
That was Abby, CEO Vase by Abby. Well, God bless Nigeria. That wraps up the show for today. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Bye for now.